Now, when I talk about industries that are still quite male-dominated, the drone flying industry is one of them. Still relatively few women involved. And let's be honest, it's an industry about not... about which many people don't know very much. What does a drone pilot actually do? What sort of work are they involved in? What is it about more than just standing there maneuvering a drone through the sky? One of the local operators working in this space has decided on the back of the surfing furore that they would like to step up and do something in their industry. And that is UAV Industries, who are a local operator of drone training. And they've decided to offer a free training course exclusively for women. On the line with me to tell us a bit more is their director of training, Ken Venn. Ken, great to have you with us. Welcome to the show.
Pippa, good afternoon, and hello to all your listeners. Thank you very much for letting me join you.
Sure.
Yes.
Ken, this you wrote to say that this the whole Bolito Pro competition and the photograph and the storm on social media which followed has given you pause for thought to take a look at your own industry and ask how do we become part of the solution and not continue to allow an industry to be male-dominated as it currently is. Before we talk about what you're doing, can you give us a bit of a sense of, when we're talking about the drone flying industry, what kind of activities are your pilots actually involved in, Ken? I think a lot of people don't really know what you would do as a drone pilot?
So fundamentally, your drone pilot's in control of that drone while it's undertaking any commercial operation. And obviously, the pilot's got their feet firmly on the ground, and the drone is out in the sky undertaking the various operations. And generally, to the person doing the job, they would be mobile in a vehicle, as our operations with UAV Industries in Cape Town are, drive around to site, fly various operations on the site, return to our offices. The drones aren't particularly big. None of them weigh more than 15 to 20 kilos, and the smaller ones are in the range of 4 to 8 kilos. So they're not very big items to carry. You can easily put them in a normal vehicle. And the skill sets that are needed by a drone pilot, safety is absolutely paramount in our industry. So a real diligence around care, the environment, a stickler for details. Mm. And as you can hear, I'm saying this to you, you're going, hang on.
Those are all things that a woman can do just as well as a man.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And what I think this whole Bolito thing has raised up is we've been looking around for a while of how to get a message out that actually here's a part of the aviation industry where there is no gender bias. But I don't think the message actually crosses out far enough for people to realize, hang on, I can get into aviation in a manner that there is no bias. The drone industry is relatively new in South Africa. The regulation's been around for only a couple of years, 3 years now, next month. And it's an opportunity to get in at an industry at an early stage. So, if we're able to train 50-50 male and female pilots, the industry will naturally grow up transformed. We won't have to transform it. So that's part of why we're putting on our free training course specifically for women during Women's Month.
Ken, I'm smiling to myself here because when I think of somebody operating a drone in a commercial setting, the very first thing I think of is watching a drone taking a camera out over the waves to film a surfing competition. What other sort of commercial applications are they used for? I think most people will have had a sense of seeing a camera go overhead attached to a drone. But can you give us a sense of the other kinds of commercial applications?
So we undertake operations that really cover three different areas. One is the live events that you manage. So it's a camera going out collecting data. So it's not just surfing events, but mountain bike races, outdoor rock concerts. We've filmed things like that. We do industrial inspection work, so either surveys of structures and towers and buildings, mm-hmm. where it will be dangerous to put people up, or long-range surveys of power lines or pipelines. And then we also do a bit of work in the security side of drones, where essentially the drone is an airborne camera that's looking for things that shouldn't be there on the ground.
Okay.
So that's really a really high-level view. And in each of those, your pilot's firmly on the ground. They're generally operating crews of two, so there's two people together doing the operation, so you're not on your own. And you're collecting that data out of the sky. The drones themselves carry different payloads, so it's not just images. You can collect infrared images. We do survey work where you can use a laser scanner to effectively get very high accuracy profiles of the ground mm-hmm. for surveyors to use. And then in agriculture, as an example, is understanding with different wavelengths how crops are performing. So once you get into the industry, you realize the drone is an aerial platform that can carry a myriad of payloads, and we've only just scratched the surface of what they can do.
That's really fascinating material to work with. Now, Ken, it's fantastic. You're offering this opportunity for women to train free with you. You said during Women's Month, so I assume the training itself is going to happen in August. What sort of person are you looking for?
So the South African Civil Aviation Regulations require you to be over the age of 18, and you need to pass a basic medical checkup. So if you can pass a checkup with your doctor, you'll be just fine. And the skill sets, really, anybody who's got a slight aptitude towards technology, an innovative industry, wants to do something where they're really in control of what they do. Mm-hmm. So as the drone pilot, you are solely in control of that operation. You are the ultimate responsible person. So it's a job that really appeals to people who have a perfectionist ability in themselves. They want to do things well. They'll operate within a structure, a safety structure. And actual skills will train you. I mean, we've trained over 500 students through our Cape Town school. To date, roughly 5% have been women, and they've gone on to become instructors, senior pilots, all through the industry. But it's only 5%.
We'd like to add a zero to that figure if we could, Ken, and thanks for what you're doing to help envisage that. How does somebody get in touch with you if they'd like to apply for one of those places in the free training?
So we're running the course over the week of Women's Day, which is the 9th of August. So the course starts on the 6th of August, and all we would want from you is to send through your CV and a motivational letter. The email address that we've got is woman, W-O-M-A-N, at flyuavi.com. And send it through to us. We'll run a class somewhere between 6 and 10 students to the ones that we select. And at the end of it, if we see the skill and ability coming through, we've actually got some employment opportunities where potentially people who pass through our course and complete it will offer you an internship in the business with the long-term prospect to become a full-time qualified professional drone pilot.
Ken Venn, thank you so much for making the offer, and thanks for filling in the details for us today. Ken is the Director of Training at UAV Industry, so please email woman@flyuavi.com if you're interested in applying for that course.